Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have revealed to us that 2011 is an auspicious year that will move the earth and all her life further up the spiral of evolution into frequencies of light beyond anything we've been able to endure in the past. The activities of light that will occur this year are divinely designed to prepare every particle of life on earth to withstand this increased influx of light at an atomic cellular level. Our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven want this influx of light to assist humanity in ways that will only enhance our earthly experience and not complicate our earthly experience. This is a critical step in our ascension process, and it will prepare humanity at a cellular level for the unprecedented influx of light that will build in momentum throughout 2012. Now, 2011, as we've talked about before, is being heralded as the transfiguring year of rebirth and renewal by the company of heaven. These changes will be God victoriously accomplished through the unified efforts of both awakening humanity and the entire company of heaven. That means that you and I and every other awakened person on this planet will have the responsibility of being that open door for this influx of light according to our wisdom and our understanding. All we have to do is invoke our I Am presence to take dominion of this activity of light, and that higher aspect of our consciousness will know exactly what to do and when to do it. We will succeed in this monumental mission through various of activities of light that will be taking place this year, and we will be called to participate in all of these activities of light through our I Am presence, which will know just how to weave our unique gifts, our unique light, our unique strengths and momentums into the unfolding divine plan that is taking place on this planet. This is a cosmic moment during which we must perpetually remember that the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. We must be open and receptive to be that open door for the influx of God's light, regardless of what we see occurring in the outer world. Listen to your heart and respond according to your inner heart promptings. Your I Am presence will bring many opportunities into your sphere of awareness this year. So be alert. Pay attention. This is a moment that we've all been preparing for literally eons of time. Now you and I have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity who may not have awakened yet, or who may not understand the urgency of the hour. Many of our sisters and brothers are so overwhelmed by the painful things taking place in their life experiences that they haven't been able to raise their heads above the mud puddle of the chaos and confusion being pushed to the surface to be transmuted back into light, enough to be able to touch in to their I Am presence. So today I'm going to share with you some information that will give you an opportunity to add to the light of the world in wondrous ways. This information is being given to us by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. These are our sisters and brothers who are assisting us from those higher realms of perfection. Each and every one of us is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. We are one in the body of God. And so what is happening now affects every particle of life. This literally means that we cannot have one thought, one word, one action, or one feeling without either adding to the light of the world or the shadows. It's time for us now to take that extra time to focus on what we want to manifest in our lives. Once we do that, we can be a perpetual influence on the planet in a positive way, so that daily and hourly we can change our lives into what we want them to be through our creative faculties of thought, word, action, and feelings, and through our gift of free will. Now you have the ability to be that instrument of God in the physical world of form that you've always known you were capable of being. As you listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating together a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We are functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to this program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and on the planet. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. In spite of outer appearances, miracles are taking place, and there is a great deal of acceleration occurring within the hearts and minds of humanity as we awaken to our highest divine potential of who we are and why we are on earth during this auspicious moment. People everywhere are recognizing that there is something monumental taking place on earth. And they have this intuitive inner knowing that they have an important part to play in this unfolding divine plan. It's true that some people are just connecting with the negativity that they observe in the outer world. This purging is a necessary process of our ascension into the higher octaves of light. What's happening now is that the light of God is increasing on earth. And as it enters into the core of purity, in every electron on the planet, it activates that electron's divine potential and pushes everything that conflicts with that to the surface. As I've mentioned many times, this is the time that was biblically referred to as the time of screaming and the gnashing of teeth, because the masses of humanity can easily see the garbage that's being pushed to the surface. All of our human miscreations involving poverty and lack and limitation and war and disease and corruption and crime and all of the other negative things that we have created through the abuse of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. What we don't see as easily is the incredible light that is pushing these negative things to the surface so that we can transmute them back into light. There is no separation. We are one with every particle of life in the whole of creation. So we can't just say cancel, and eliminate the gross mutations that we have created in the past, either deliberately or inadvertently, through the abuse of our thoughts and feelings. But what we can do is join together in consciousness, invoking the light of God to transmute these human miscreations back into light through the power of divine love and the balance of our Father, Mother, God, which is the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Now, there are powerful shifts of energy, vibration, and consciousness that have taken place within the past year that have actually catapulted this planet and all her life further up the spiral of evolution in energy, vibration, and consciousness. Now we are being called to a higher service by our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven. I know that there are challenging things taking place all over the world. And when the negative experiences in our life are exacerbated, our initial response is fear. But then we begin to regroup and focus our attention on what we can do to make a positive difference and to change these outer world appearances. In the vast majority of cases, this leads to prayer and the request for divine intervention. Every single day, there are literally billions of people on this planet that are observing the changes and the things that are being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted. And these billions of people, in one way or another, are turning their attention to a higher power and asking for divine intervention, requesting that the light of God enter their lives and help them in changing the adverse situations, the maladies, the pain and suffering being pushed to the surface all over the world. These requests for divine intervention are always heard, and there is always a positive response from on high. When we invoke the light of God into a situation, we automatically open our heart. Then our God self, our I Am presence, has the ability to flood our conscious mind with guidance and divine intervention that contains viable options and solutions that we can actively take part in making a difference in our lives. This allows us to be God in action, not just sitting around wringing our hands in fear and concern, but it guides us to take action, viable options that we can do to make a positive difference, to become a positive force of good in any of the situations that are surfacing on this planet. Now, on the December solstice, which took place December 21st, 2010, we experienced a very powerful full moon lunar eclipse. The synchronicity of the solstice and the lunar eclipse occurring at the same time had happened only one other time in the past 2,000 years, according to research by NASA. The lunar eclipse took place within 2 degrees of the galactic center. This actually opened a mighty portal of light from the very core of creation that poured into the very center of the Earth. The light of God that poured through this portal initiated an incomparable, pivotal change for all life evolving on this planet. Now, once the portal was opened, the light of God built in momentum until the new moon solar eclipse, which took place on January 4th, 2011. The powerful light that bathed the planet during that event catapulted every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth into higher frequencies of energy, vibration, and consciousness, which allowed us to ascend further up the spiral of evolution. This 2-week period of this greatly accelerated influx of light paved the way for a God-victorious 2011. Which is a year that the beings of light have heralded as the transfiguring year of rebirth and renewal. Now, this past weekend, we experienced another very powerful opportunity to add to the light of the world. Information about this was flooding through every level of consciousness, all forms of information, and literally every avenue on the internet. There was a full moon on March 19th, and the equinox took place on March 20th. This full moon was considered a supermoon because it came closer to Earth than any other full moon since 1993. And this moon will not pass this close to the Earth again until 2029. The combination of those two events, the March equinox and this super full moon, provided a powerful opportunity for people around the world to expand our newly established planetary cause of divine love through every person's heart flame. Of all of the frequencies of light throughout the whole of creation, none is more effective or more powerful when it comes to eliminating human suffering than God's divine love. This past weekend, hundreds of thousands of light workers around the world joined together in consciousness in one way or another and co-created an open portal through which the light of God will now continually flow to set this planet on a new course that will move the Earth and all her life a quantum leap out of the darkness and into the light. That activity of light was just the beginning of this magnificent unfolding divine plan. Now we must all continue focusing on our new planetary cause of divine love until we reach a critical mass that will create the unstoppable shift into divine love that we have all been working toward. This divine love reflects all of the patterns of perfection for the new earth, involving humanity, the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and every particle of life belonging to or serving the earth, whether it is in or out of embodiment. We are at a crossroads, and this is a critical turning point for humanity. It is vital that we understand that we are not to just sit and wait for the winds of change and the incoming cosmic frequencies that are bathing the planet now to transform our lives. Instead, we must focus on the light with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and utilize the incoming energies to co-create the patterns of perfection for the new earth that we have all been longing to manifest. At the beginning of this year, the beings of light in the realms of truth said for us to fasten our seatbelts because we were in for the ride of our lives. Do you have any doubt about that now? Chaotic events are occurring all over the world as we experience an unprecedented purging and cleansing of humanity's human miscreations. I know that it's easy for us to feel overwhelmed and fearful when we watch the news and see people from every walk of life in every country of the world writhing in pain and agony. But it is not helpful for us to just writhe in agony with them. We can flood them with love and compassion, but if we just wring our hands and descend into their pain and suffering, we actually amplify their suffering. There's an ancient saying that says, when you grieve with someone, you water their garden of sorrow. Think about that for a moment. When you grieve with someone, you water their garden of sorrow. So instead of feeling helpless and amplifying the pain people are experiencing by just getting down there and being in the misery with them, let's become the powerful force of love and hope that we came to Earth to be. This is why we are here. This is our purpose and our reason for being. So much has been written about the love of God that it has almost become a platitude. But the transfiguring divine love of our Father, Mother, God is actually the mightiest force in the universe. Love is not a cliche. It is the vibration from which we were born out of the heart of God. And it is the vibration through which we must now all evolve and ascend back into the heart of our Father, Mother, God. Divine love has no bonds, no barriers, no conditions. Within the infinite power of God's love, there is no pain or sorrow, no lack or limitation. This love contains within its essence the full divine potential to rise above all human conditions, all self-inflicted suffering, all manner of chaos, confusion, hopelessness, and despair. Divine love heals the illusion of separation. It rejuvenates and revitalizes and makes whole all that it embraces. It is the single greatest source of forgiveness, and it reverberates with the full gathered momentum of our eternal freedom. Divine love is the foundation of creation and the balance of the One. It is the indivisible, unchanging ecstasy that allows us to know love in all things. When we experience the love of our Father, Mother, God, we begin to understand and know through new levels of divine intelligence that we are all one, that there is no separation, that every facet of life in the whole of creation is interdependent, interrelated, and interconnected. Whether we are a person, a magnificent sun, or a blade of grass, we are united as one in the body of our Father, Mother, God, by the all-encompassing light of God's divine love. As our planetary cause of divine love now reclaims this earth and anoints humanity with its eternal light, we are beginning to experience true peace. And gradually suffering will be eliminated. The love of our Father, Mother, God is now resonating in the core of every person's heart flame. It is not outside of ourselves. We no longer need to seek God's love from afar. We need to merely accept that God is within us now, abiding within the divinity of our heart flames. Divine love is pulsating within the silent rhythm of every heartbeat, every breath. It is the universal language now speaking to all humanity through our gift of love. As we listen in the silence of our heart, we will hear the tones and the whisperings of the divine love now expanding through every heart flame, inspired by the wonder of nature and the music of the spheres. Our planetary cause of divine love is now reestablishing a new covenant of love with the children of Earth, which will enhance our ability to once and for all open our hearts to the infinite flow of God's abundance and eternal peace, which we blocked when we fell into the consciousness of duality and separation. Through this new covenant, as we open to the abundance and eternal peace of our Father, Mother, God, the supply of all good things will forever and ever flood into the hands and use of the sons and daughters of God throughout infinity. The glory of God's abundance will then be manifest as a tangible reality, not only in this moment of our lives, but far beyond earth and time into infinity. When we agree to become a magnetic force of God's divine love, we draw to ourselves the loving support we need from those who are aligned with and will assist us with our divine missions. This occurs not because of allegiance to a particular personality, but because of the affinity of our soul's light with the spiritual essence of that particular facet of the divine plan. As we expand our service to life, we must reach up in consciousness and tap into the sacred knowledge and wisdom that will teach us how to effectively utilize the new frequencies of divine love that are now flooding the earth. Because of the unprecedented influx of light that has taken place recently, the I Am Presence, the divinity within every person, is at long last reclaiming dominion of our earthly experiences, of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. The divine intervention of each of our I Am Presences is allowing the entire company of heaven to work more closely with us than ever before. These selfless messengers of our Father, Mother, God are asking all of us to join with them now in unified consciousness as we daily and hourly amplify the cause that will transform this planet and all life evolving upon her into the full expression of heaven on earth. That cause, which we will now expand together, utilizing the visualization that was given to us by the Company of Heaven, will expand from the influx of light from the perigee full moon and the March equinox that is expanding now at this very moment and will continue for several weeks into this new year of 2011. In deep gratitude for our ability to serve life in this way, let's join together in consciousness with the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. And let's now unify our hearts with the entire company of heaven. Together we will empower our newly established cause of divine love that was anchored and expanded through the weeks between the December solstice and the solar eclipse on January 4th. This planetary cause was co-created by humanity in the company of heaven at that time and will expand through our thoughts and feelings daily and hourly. Together we will now empower our newly established cause of divine love, which is far more powerful than any of the human miscreations that are taking place on earth that are being purged and currently causing humanity's pain and suffering. Just for a moment, go within to the divinity of your heart. Ask your I Am Presence to become one with the mighty I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child evolving on earth, and with the mighty I Am Presence of the entire company of heaven. As one heartbeat, one breath, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now go within to the divinity of our heart and join together collectively with the company of heaven to expand exponentially this magnificent cause of love as we magnetize it further into the physical plane of earth. Beloved Father, Mother, God, we ask that you now expand the flame of transfiguring divine love that is pulsating within every person's heart. Create from this sacred fire a tremendous heart of pure divine love that is now expanding and expanding until it envelops the entire planet Earth. This resplendent heart of pure divine love is a magnetic force field of light that is now magnetizing to Earth the love of God from every ascended level of being in the universe. This unfathomable influx of love floods the Earth and bathes every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of precious life energy in its healing light. This activity of light is creating the archetype that will form the patterns of perfection for our planetary cause of manifesting divine love within the heart and mind of every man, woman, and child on Earth. Our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven, as well as the I Am presence of every person on Earth, are now joined together as one unified force of divine love. Collectively now, as one unified consciousness of pure divine love, we breathe deeply. And as we do, we inhale previously unknown frequencies of the love of God from the very core of creation. This love enters our heart flame. And on the out-breath, we project this divine love into the heart of every person evolving on this planet. As previously unknown frequencies of the love of God from the very core of creation enter our hearts and the hearts of all humanity, every particle of life is lifted up in energy, vibration, and consciousness. This unprecedented influx of divine love, now flowing through every heart flame, is creating a symphony of divine love that is ensouling and interpenetrating our beloved Mother Earth and all of her life. This influx of divine love is now penetrating into the fifth dimensional heart chakra of every person on the planet. The I Am presence of every man, woman, and child is now becoming a PowerPoint of light, unified in consciousness with the I Am presence of every other person on Earth, in-breathing, assimilating, expanding, and projecting this force field of divine love with every breath we take, expanding it throughout humanity, the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and the entire atmosphere of Earth. The I Am presence within every person is now the open door for this resplendent light. At inner levels, every person on the planet is experiencing this force field of unconditional divine love. Through the I Am presence, every person is seeing the scintillating colors of love, smelling the fragrance of love, and hearing the cosmic tones and the moving melodies of love. Through this activity of light, we are all truly love in action. Together, we are collectively changing the core vibration of the primal light substance which is being pushed to the surface and which has gone into creating the present negative conditions that are manifesting all over the earth. Through the love of our Father, Mother, God, the entire company of heaven, and the I Am presence of every human being, we are the cause of this force field of divine love. now established on earth, expanding moment by moment with every breath we take. Together, we have set in place the basic spiritual forces of divine love, over which humanity is now ascending out of our long exile in darkness into the fifth dimensional realms of light. This is what our cause of divine love is attracting into each of us personally and all of us collectively. We are all being raised into a profound awakening of supreme love consciousness. We are, here and now, the masters of love that we were always destined to be. We are beings of love, accepting responsibility for loving the sweet earth and all her life free. We are one with this blessed planet, and the planet is one with us. Our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven are now expanding this activity of light. They are intensifying their light through every person's heart flame. This activity of light is lifting humanity into a higher octave of divine service. Every person on earth is now being permanently invested with the cosmic force field of divine love. This force field is initiating each of us into a higher order of service to both humanity and the light, which will greatly enhance our ability to co-create the patterns of perfection for the new earth in the physical world of form through our newly established planetary cause of divine love, which perpetually reverberates with oneness and the reverence for all life. We accept that this activity of light is being God victoriously accomplished even as we call. And so it is, beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. We now return our consciousness to the room and become aware of our physical bodies as we allow these divine energies to be assimilated into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. And through the I am presence of every person on earth, through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of each one in perfect alignment with their individual divine plans and their highest good. ...2011 is the 11th year of the new millennium. 11 is the master number that reflects the transformation of the physical into the divine. It is the perfect frequency of vibration for the final preparations that are now underway, that are necessary in order to strengthen the body of Mother Earth and the bodies of humanity at an atomic cellular level, so that we can withstand the influx of light that will occur in the building momentum throughout 2012. Precious Heart, if you're listening to these words, it's because the presence of God within you, your I Am presence, has magnetized this information into your sphere of awareness, because you've been preparing for a very long time to assist with this facet of the unfolding divine plan for this planet and all life evolving upon her. So take these words into the deepest recesses of your heart, where divine intelligence prevails, and listen to the guidance of your I Am presence. You will know just how your particular skill, wisdom, courage, strength, talent, and myriad gifts will best be utilized to accomplish this mighty facet of the divine plan. The entire company of heaven is standing in readiness to assist you with whatever your part of this divine mission is. All you have to do is ask. So once again, during the monumental influx of light that took place between the lunar eclipse in December 21st, 2010, and the solar eclipse on January 4th, 2011, lightworkers around the world participated in an unprecedented activity of light that was orchestrated through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on Earth, working in unison with the entire company of heaven. This event created the matrix for a brand new planetary cause of divine love. Now, to grasp the magnitude of what that means, it's important for us to realize that once something is established in the realms of cause, the higher frequencies of the causal body of God, nothing can prevent it from manifesting in the world of effects, which is the physical plane of Earth. The only variable is how long that will take to become a tangible reality. And that variable is determined by the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of you and me and every other person evolving in the physical plane of Earth. The more we empower the new planetary cause of divine love through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, the sooner we will experience the wonder of that reality tangibly in our everyday life experiences. The company of heaven has revealed to us that empowering this newly formed cause of divine love is in fact the greatest need of the hour on earth. It is indeed the next phase of the unfolding divine plan. Now, Tucson, Arizona is the portal through which the flame of transfiguring divine love was anchored in the physical plane of Earth when we had reached a frequency that could withstand this higher vibration in August of 2001. This flame from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God was anchored through the portal of Tucson, Arizona into August of 2001, and it was projected by the company of heaven through the I Am presence of every person into the heart of beloved Mother Earth, where it then expanded through the crystal grid system, which are the acupuncture meridians of the Earth in all her life, and blazed up through the physical plane of Earth to be secured within the heart flame of every man, woman, and child. We have been told by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth that the flame of transfiguring divine love is a frequency from the heart of God that is the most powerful frequency of love available to the evolutions of Earth at this time. They said that this sacred fire, this frequency of divine love, is the last best hope for awakening the recalcitrant souls who are resisting the opportunity to move forward in the light. The souls that are buried in their human miscreations, that are perpetually acting out in adverse ways. During this 11th year of the new millennium, the transfiguring year of renewal and rebirth, a plan has been set into motion by the company of heaven and embodied lightworkers that will greatly accelerate the physical manifestation of our new planetary cause of divine love. During the influx of light in December 2010 and January 2011, events took place in Tucson, Arizona, that created a sacred space for an unparalleled influx of this new momentum of our planetary cause of divine love. Those events paved the way for the activity of light that will take place in August, the 13th through the 18th, 2011, on the anniversary of harmonic convergence, which was an activity of light that began our ascent up the spiral of evolution into the fourth and fifth dimensional frequencies of light in 1987. The event that will take place in August this year, August 13th through 18th, 2011, will catapult all life on this planet into frequencies of the new Earth and the tangible effects of our new planetary cause, the transfiguring divine love, beyond anything we have ever experienced. In January, I wrote an article describing the events that took place in Tucson, Arizona, and I'm going to share them with you again at this time, because this information will give you greater clarity about the opportunity at hand. My article was called A Call to Love, and these are the words that I wrote at that time. Precious hearts, a monumental shift is taking place at this moment that transcends the perception of our conscious minds. We are being called on behalf of humanity and all life evolving on this sweet earth to release the greatest expression of divine love we have ever experienced. This very moment, focus your attention on the person you love the most in this world. Tangibly feel your love flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of your loved one. Now feel your love expanding and expanding until it envelops every particle of life on earth. Ask the presence of God pulsating within your heart flame to increase this expression of divine love daily and hourly with every breath you take from this moment forth. On Saturday, January 8th, 2011, which numerically was an 11-11 day, we held a celebration of life service for my beloved son, Zhao, who passed away unexpectedly with complications from pneumonia on December 29th, 2010. The service was held at St. Pius Catholic Church in Tucson, Arizona, at 10 a.m., and there was an overflow crowd of 700 people physically present and tens of thousands of people all over the world who joined with us in consciousness to send their love and support. At 10:10 a.m., during the exact moment that Tucson was being flooded with love and support from all over the world, an unprecedented act of violence took place, which took the lives of six people and seriously wounded Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and 11 other people. Those who were killed included a federal judge and a 9-year-old girl who was born on September 11, 2001. The focus of the world instantaneously turned to Tucson, and people everywhere began invoking the light of God and praying for healing and comfort for the people involved. This outpouring of love and compassion created a powerful force field of light that expanded through Tucson and enveloped the entire planet, paving the way for a shift of consciousness that has the potential of lifting humanity into a higher order of unity consciousness and oneness than we have previously experienced. The success of this opportunity was up to us. Let's all accept responsibility for being the open door for a perpetual influx of divine love. Let's all hold the sacred space for humanity to remember the oneness of all life. The banner for the memorial service that was held in Tucson on January 12th in honor of those who lost their lives stated, "Together we thrive." During that event, President Obama and many other dignitaries who had come to Tucson for the service expressed their need for all of us to set aside our differences and for us to co-create a new level of civil communication and interaction. It was expressed that it is time for us to reaffirm our commitment to each other and for us to build a more sensible and caring world. As this program was televised by satellite communication throughout the world, we were all asked to unite in a mission of recovery and to honor the fallen by going forward in ways that heal and do not wound. President Obama said, "What matters is not wealth or status or power or fame, but how well we have loved." We must all strive to be better people in our private lives, better friends, better co-workers, better neighbors. We cannot use this strategy as one more excuse to tear each other down. Instead, we must use this tragedy as a catalyst to catapult us into a higher order of being. We must align our values with our actions. If we do this, the lives of those who died will not be in vain. My faith in your ability to accomplish this mighty feat is beyond measure. I love you, and I trust you. Listen to the divinity within your heart, and you will know how God victoriously to accomplish your facet of this divine mission. Be at peace, and know that when we work together, victory is ours. And that is the end of the article that I sent out in January. The beings of light revealed that our unified efforts during that cosmic moment succeeded beyond the greatest expectations of heaven. And now it is time for the next phase of the divine plan. Our Father, Mother, God, and the beings of light in the realms of Lumen Truth are sending forth a clarion call to all embodied lightworkers, and this includes you. We are being asked to gather within the portal of the most powerful fifth dimensional frequencies of transfiguring divine love on Earth. This is within the portal of Tucson, Arizona. Together we will form a mighty transformer through which the love of God will flow to secure our planetary cause of divine love in the physical plane, on behalf of all humanity. We are in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness ever to occur in the history of time. This shift is lifting all humanity into a new level of awareness that will eventually result in transforming this sweet earth into a planet of love, peace, abundance, and joy. The level of higher consciousness that we are tapping into is reuniting us with our own divinity and healing our self-inflicted separation from our I Am presence. Once this unprecedented shift of consciousness has been fully integrated into the conscious minds and emotional feeling worlds of humanity, every soul will realize that we can no longer rely on just our mental perceptions or our logical thinking alone. Each person will clearly understand that we must now reach into the wisdom of our hearts and tap into the divine potential that holds the vision of who we are and why we're on Earth during this cosmic moment of transformation. The vehicle that will be used for this gathering of light is the 25th Annual World Congress on Illumination. This event will take place August 13th through the 18th, 2011, during the 25th celebration of Harmonic Convergence. We will gather at the beautiful Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort in Tucson, Arizona. This exquisite resort exists within the heart of the portal of transfiguring divine love. All of the information that you will need to participate in this unprecedented opportunity is available for you on our website, eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace www.awakenyourdivinepotential.org. Just go to our homepage and click on the box that says the 25th Annual World Congress on Illumination. Now, the World Congress will begin with opening ceremonies on August 13th and conclude with the closing ceremonies on August 18th. This sacred conclave will be a celebration of life and a celestial experience for everyone involved. Now, there will be many ways for us to participate in this event. Some of us will have the heart call to physically be present in Tucson, Arizona, but there will be hundreds of thousands, potentially millions of light workers around the world who will be tuning in to the activity of light throughout the week, drawing their light from the very heart of God and projecting it into our heart flame of those existing in Tucson, gathered there to be the transformer. No part of the plan is any more important than another. It is up to all of us to listen to our hearts, to ask our God self, our I Am presence, how we can participate most effectively. The entire universe is supporting us in this wondrous endeavor, and the beings of light have been given permission to assist us in miraculous ways. But the light workers on Earth are the dominant force, bringing this divine plan into physical manifestation. So just for a moment, go within to the divinity of your heart flame and experience the overwhelming gratitude and love that is pouring forth from the legions of light in the heavenly realms. Feel the deep appreciation that they are sending to you for your willingness to serve humanity during this critical moment in the evolution of this sweet earth. We are blessed beyond measure for our ability to assist all life evolving on Earth in this wondrous way. If you feel the heart call to participate, please go to our website for the additional information. You can also sign up on our website to receive the free monthly newsletter that I send out each month, sharing information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. That's eraofpeace.org. Precious Heart, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this special time with me today. Be sure to tune in with us next week as you join together with us once again to expand our glorious chalice of light. Create a wonderful week for yourself. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.